104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
People are doing a double take after Ariana Grande's latest interview. She was on Penn Badgley's Pod Crush podcast, and her voice changed.
What kind of name is that?
Pod Crushed?
The whole thing. Penn Badgley's
an actor.
His name's Penn.
Penn, yeah.
Like Penn and Teller.
Like Penn and Teller.
P-E-N-N.
That's correct.
Okay, Penn Badgley.
Penn Badgley.
Badgley, right.
He has a podcast named Pod Crushed. Say that 10 times
Penn
fast.
Penn Badgley's podcast, Podcrust.
Penn Badgley's Podcrust podcast.
I got, yeah.
Anyways, she changed her voice mid-sentence. Have a listen.
Oh.
I mean, that's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've been writing a lot, and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
She just completely changed her voice, and everyone's like, Ariana, are you okay? What's going on?
But you know, my daughters were watching some show with her. It's like, Is that it?
Yeah. Victorious?
Yeah, where she plays like the nerd with glasses on.
Yeah, and her voice is so annoying. It sounded like that at the end.
So then she went on to TikTok to like defend herself. And she's like, I intentionally change my vocal placement often depending on how much singing I'm doing. I've always done this. Leave me alone.
What do you mean?
So she does it to preserve her voice.
Well, let's have a listen.
But yeah, I've been writing a lot, and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
Like Paris Hilton?
Yeah, so everyone's saying it's like her, I'd like to speak to the manager versus like normal voice.
Interesting.
Well, it's a bit like they all say that Michael Jackson
had
a big voice, but
it's
Michael Jackson.
Oh.
He was Australian, actually.
Was he? Yeah.
I'm Michael Jackson.
Jacko, mate.
Okay, this was one of the coolest moments ever. I'm so not over this. I've seen the performance about a million times since it came out. But Indian Punjabi superstar Diljit Dosanjh made his U.S. television debut on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. And hearing Jimmy Fallon introduce him was like... Dude, this is awesome.
You can catch our next guest on his Deluminati World Tour, making his U.S. TV debut, performing Born to Shine and Goat. Please welcome the biggest Punjabi artist on the planet, Diljit Dosanjh.
So cool. I'm glad, like, you know, major TV shows, especially in America, showing diversity and culture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got a bigger following than most artists around the world, like American, British, you name it.
Yeah.
Did I meet this guy? Did we go to... Was this the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a lovely guy.
And he's so lovely. I just love that it's, you know, a lot of people are like, why do you need Western validation? It's not about Western validation. It's about... being able to take music from a country and have it worldwide, like the Latin sensation. Yeah. So many people listen to Spanish songs, don't know, understand a word of it.
Yep.
We can listen to global music, you know?
Yep, so true.
So I love that.
Well done. Finally, let's talk about it. I've got to do the puns. Are we saying bye, bye, bye to Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Arrested. He has been caught drink driving.
Yeah, that's right. So he was in New York Sag Harbor. So have you heard about like the Hamptons and everything?
Yeah, sure.
So it's like closer to that area, sort of. And he was having dinner with friends at a hotel. He left just after midnight.
Okay.
Hopped in a car. Cops then pulled Justin over for a traffic violation. They basically said that he didn't stop at a stop sign. He was swerving. So he gets out of the car, and then he was given a field sobriety test because apparently they smelled alcohol on his breath. So they do a field sobriety test. They say, hey, Justin, let's do a breathalyzer. And he refused to take that breathalyzer. Now, apparently the cop, now we're starting to get the details here. Apparently the cop who pulled Justin over was so young that he didn't know who the singer was. And according to the sources.
That would have hurt Justin. Like, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, because, you know, there are other people in the car and they were like, let him go. He only had one drink. Let him go. So apparently Justin mumbled under his breath, this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop was like, what are you talking about tour? And he's like, my world tour. So he was taken into custody, charged with one count of driving while intoxicated and two traffic violations. The criminal complaint, the official records say that Justin had bloodshot and glassy eyes, which we can actually see in the mugshot that they released. You can see his eyes are completely red, and a, quote, strong odor of an alcoholic beverage on his
breath. Do we know the level?
No, they didn't. I didn't see the level anywhere, but he's now been ordered to appear virtually in a court on July 26th. He doesn't have to come in
person. It is so sad. Like, but, yeah. Does Hollywood not learn from Hollywood?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? How many artists have been caught drink driving over the years with that mugshot? And you would just think that, was he alone?
He was with a few friends, yeah.
So the few friends knew that Justin had had a drink and they got in the car with him.
Yeah, like,
that frustrates
me.
Well,
they must have all been on the same level. He says that I only had one drink.
That's impossible. You can't have one you could have one drink if it was, you know, seven shots involved and someone mixed it for him.
Or he or he had it right before he hopped in the car.
No, but even if you have I go back to Australian rules and regulations. You're allowed to have a drink.
Yes, correct.
I think you're allowed to have two.
Really?
Right? In the first hour, you're allowed to have two. Then 1 hour, one every. But like, yeah. No, I don't drink. But when we'd go out with friends, take a taxi. Take an Uber. Someone like Justin Timberlake, who is loaded, has got so much money. How do you not have a private driver?
Exactly. That's
how do you
exactly.
not just have someone just sitting out there, just taking you where you need to go?
That's exactly what I thought too. And the area that he was in is like all the celebrities flock there. Yeah, all the weird. Elite, you know, flock there for the summer. So they all have their drivers and everything because they're obviously having parties, etc. I just don't understand.
Who's his wife? What's her name?
Jessica Biel. So she was in the city, which is about like an hour and a half drive away. She was filming at the time. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah, she would have felt
and
now.
The thing with Justin is this is not the first time where, unfortunately, alcohol has led to him making bad decisions.
Yeah.
If you remember a few years ago when he was filming that movie, he was caught on the balcony with his co-star.
Yeah, that's right.
And he, at the time, put out a statement saying, unfortunately, I was under the influence and etc. So obviously he has a bad relationship.
Him and Ben Affleck may need to get together because Ben had the same issue. It looks like he's hopefully resolving that.
Yeah,
so maybe they need to get together. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home Friday.